Hello, this is Drillbond speaking from the UCO Radio Suite, and I've decided that talking about an incident that occurred a few weeks ago would perhaps convey the strongest messages in this podcast. It's difficult to speak about such a travesty openly, but it can never be ignored. What escalated in the news via the internet, newspapers and television was the horrific story of a 92-year-old woman being beaten at her back door whilst letting the dog out, just to be robbed of £30. Indeed, the perpetrator gave the vulnerable and frail old lady a massive kick to the head and was left bleeding and hurt. She was then rushed to hospital after neighbours came to her aid. Although this is frustrating, furthermore, I'm still upset about it now because the victim is no other than my grandmother. I cannot fathom why this lowlife committed such an act that's inhumane. Why did he have to beat her up? Why didn't he just shove her out of the way? I'm truly disgusted. However, I've planned to call a local resident that I'm going to do so in a few moments, as I've known him for a while, to see what his reactions are to this dilemma. Hello, Pete. Thanks for taking this call.
Okay. Hi, John.
So, how do you feel about the incident that happened a few weeks ago involving my grandmother?
I just think it's just totally disgusting, the way that more the younger end, a lot of them just treat people in general these days with the, if it was their grandma, they wouldn't like anything like that happening to them, that's for sure. But I don't think some of them just actually don't care, and it's just total disregard for anybody else other than themselves. They just don't do enough to stop it happening again, I don't think.
How do you think the culprit should be dealt with then when he gets caught?
I suppose there's two ways of looking at it. There's the extremes of going to, sort of not to capital punishment, but to, really sort of the old flogging and everything else, which a lot of people say is not even good enough. Or the other way would be to get them to actually work with the people, but I think that's already been tried, to be honest, and I don't think it always works. There'll be a lot of people that'll just be sort of, all you do gooders will be coming out of the woodwork saying, well, he or she was on drugs and, it's not their fault, and it's all down to their upbringing and everything else, which I think is just an absolute load of rubbish. There's a lot of people that have had really bad upbringings that have made good. So I probably don't really know what the exact answer is, because I think every person's different, so you've got to realistically look at dealing with it in different ways for what the person will actually what works for them as well as what works for the victim.
Thank you for that, Pete. The police are still doing everything they can to catch the real criminal, as nobody has been caught yet. But in the meantime, if we had to talk about how delinquents should be dealt with in a scenario such as this, what do you think? Personally, I don't think a stretch in prison is enough for a severe punishment, and a death penalty is never going to return. If they were to do community service, perhaps they could be forced to work for food and have some respect knocked into them. So I'm intrigued to know what you think, as I'll be returning next week to deliver a response to all the replies I'll get for this, hopefully. And I'll speak to you in a week's time.